Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When I recorded this, Victoria had 51,000 cases of COVID just today. Our live show in Melbourne, a place where we live, is just over a month away. I guess you have to ask yourself, do you like to have a little bit of a flutter? 70 brave souls have already taken that punt, and we've got a few tickets left. Maybe you're the kind of person who thinks they're the main character and that nothing bad can happen to you, and hey, maybe you're the only one that's immune, and even if something bad does happen to you, it's fine. You'll learn a lesson and come out the other side. This is just another part of the hero's journey, the journey you are on, because you, of course, are the hero. So be a hero, be daring, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Buy a ticket to our live show on February 19th at 5:30 p.m. Links are in the show notes. And if you can get boosted before coming, that'd be just tip top. Once again, for the love of God, get your booster shot. And if you can get vaccinated, get vaccinated.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Where we ask the important questions like, why did they make droids like that?
Okay, so I was watching, like, the book of Bubby Fett, and there's, like...
Robert Fett.
Yeah, Robert Fett.
Yeah, Robert Fettuccine.
Yeah, Robert.
The most Italian man in the galaxy.
The small zine of Robert Fettuccine. Yep. And so there's a scene in it where they're doing this, like, train heist, and, like, it's him and...
Oh, my
and,
God, spoilers.
No, right, him and the Tuscans. Yeah. I don't want to say Raiders because that just feels weird. But also saying Tuscan is also just kind of strange.
No, that makes it sound like they're from Tuscany. That's
nice. Right? Yeah, so
we're
back in Italy.
The Italian. The Tuscans and Robert Fettuccine.
Robert Fettuccine in Under the Tuscan Sun. Yeah,
So the Tuscans and Robert. So they rob this train. They're trying to get this train to stop. And it's being driven by a droid.
Two different things, by the way.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's the same shit. Look, I was watching it while I was doing my laundry, all right? Leave me alone.
Okay, that makes more sense,
It's good to watch Spider-Man 2 and confuse the same thing, but like, Spider-Man's trying to rob that train.
Oh my God, wasn't he the good guy?
Yeah.
Okay, what is he doing on that train?
Train's being a piece of shit and shooting all the Tuscans, and then they're like, we got to stop this train, and I think maybe they're also robbing it because there's water. Whatever, okay. Point. There's the droid is driving the train. The droid's like freaking out that all this shit's happening, and so he puts the like the NOS button, and it all goes like sick and goes real fast
train
for a
NOS.
While.
Yes,
and then old mate Robert Fettuccine, he comes in and he's like, "Stop the train!" And the droid like starts freaking out a little bit, and then just jumps out the window, and it just kind of got me thinking, why do they program droids to have like survival? You know what I mean? They programmed them with a fear of death.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of a question that a great man once asked, which is, why did they make droids like that? That great man was me at the start of this episode.
Well, with the train droid, in the train droid's defense. Mm. No, sorry, in the manufacturer's Shut up. In the manufacturer.
In the defense of the train droid.
Yeah. In the defense of the manufacturer of the train droid.
Yeah.
Are you saying a better alternative is every time you lose a train, you lose a train droid?
Well, again, it kind of comes down to, like, manufacturing.
No, Dusha, don't mock. That makes sense.
It does make sense. But the thing is, I don't know if I would have programmed a droid to maybe pilot the train as opposed to making, like, the train itself a droid.
Which we have seen in Star Wars. Millennium Falcon famously has that due to Solo or whatever.
Yeah, it just feels like they've programmed droids for, like, pain and programmed droids to fear death. And, like, programmed droids so that they've either, like, the ability of self-replicating AI so that they, like, they're intelligent. So that we've gotten to that point. But we also treat them we treat them like slaves. So they're doing the tasks that we don't want to do, and I'm guessing they're not getting paid, because what does a droid want? What does a droid need to spend money on? I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Food? Oil? Killing humans?
Yeah.
I think I just need some clarification, because I may have, based on your...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess... Like, if Jackson's thing is true, it means I've misunderstood what you were saying, because I assume when you said the train droid jumped out of the train, it wasn't jumping out for survival, but jumping out for the opposite of survival, just because it was done with this shit. I thought you meant that it jumped out and killed itself.
No. It dropped out for survival. It was basically being like, right, I got this famed Italian here who's got a gun on me, and or I've got the harsh desert of Tatooine, and I'm going to choose the harsh desert. And so the droid's like, yoink.
People can't be upset that you said Tatooine wrong there, because you also said desert. Yeah. So you can just need to understand that Joel Zammit just doesn't know how to talk.
He could have said anything that would have come out wrong. No, because Dan, if you imagine I'm Johnny Train, owner of Johnny Train's big Tatooine trains. And I hear on the news or on the
Johnny phone, Train's big fat desert trains.
Jackson, Mr. Jackson, the train Bailey.
Aren't you Johnny?
Mr. Johnny Jackson, the big fat train Bailey. One of your big fat desert trains has exploded in the desert because of Tuscans. Yep. I think to myself, well, at least I could go out in the desert and collect my fucking train droid. At least I got that.
And also to add, I guess, more insult to injury to, I'm not sure who to exactly, but the train is full of just like some fucking guys that they're alive and they got guns and they're shooting at the Tuscans and they just get got. So it's just, it just seems you're kind of merging like automons and droids and like people. And I just don't know what the worker, like the working rights are, and I don't know what is a droid cheaper than a human life or an alien life?
Do you reckon
like
it's
whatever?
In poor taste for me to be like, thank God my train droid just survived when thousands of people died in the train crash?
I think that's good.
Okay.
I think you should go to the train crash victims' funerals with your droid and say, do not cry.
I'll be
because
like,
because
hey,
my droid is okay. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Jackson, I'm Johnny Jackson. Hang on. Excuse me. Sorry. Let me get this straight in my head. I'm Johnny Jackson, the big bad trains Bailey. And this is the droid that killed your family or whatever. You could do whatever you like to him as punishment. Here's a bat. Just go nuts.
It's like, if you're hiring a train droid, you've got a train droid and you're like, you're the pilot. Surely you're like, well,
Pilot of the train.
It's cheaper to hire just regular guys that can die than it is to get droids or just like an automated gun that will maybe detect like a sentry gun.
Here's what you do. To drive your train, you get an automated gun. Okay, and press start.
Just shoot the go button.
It just shoots the engine. But this is the stupidest idea you've ever had. It just shoots the train.
No, like you get like a sentry gun that is like will detect
that can
threats.
Drive the train.
No, but detect threats.
The sentry gun is the train driver's seat. It goes off. It just shoots the windshield out.
Well, in a train, you can put it on the roofs or throughout the.
Then who's driving?
A droid.
I'm going to drive.
You basically. Well, I just don't understand why you are automating.
You've doubled your expenses here. You've got a gun and a droid rather than just a droid.
So it is cheaper, I would assume, just guys than it is to get droids.
Yeah,
right. I will say. This might help. I have opened my most feared and maybe the most dangerous website on the internet, Wikipedia.
Shit. Oh, dear.
And I will say
ask a dumb fuck question.
That yeah. much like in Blade Runner,
yeah,
okay,
where they use replicants to do missions that are more dangerous than, you know, bigger risks than you would put a regular guy in.
Yeah.
That was also what droids were invented for.
Okay, so not like currently, because I don't know about like being a guy that can like shoot at the Tuskens versus driving a train. Which one's more deadly?
So droids, less commonly known as robots and automatons?
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 No, it's
Because I said automatons like, before, and that just feels wrong. I think it's automatons.
Yeah, but it's auto, M-A-T-O-N-S.
Automatons.
Yeah, automatons.
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 Automaton.
Oh, yeah.
You say automaton. You say automaton. I say automaton. Let's just call the whole thing off, you know?
Where mechanical beings are possessed. Were. What?
What happened?
Oh, no. Droids, less commonly known as robots or automatons, were mechanical beings that possessed artificial intelligence.
Okay.
They were used in a variety of roles and environments, often those considered too menial or too dangerous for other species, but also in fields that required extensive specialization and knowledge. So maybe driving a train's boring in Star Wars. That's something we didn't consider.
Yeah, that's true.
Driving train, boring. Shooting at Tuskens, fun.
See,
dangerous.
Here's the thing, and I hate that you've made me go on Wikipedia as well, because I immediately have fallen down a terrible hole. I learned that, you know, gonk droids, those ones that are basically like, what if a vending machine had human legs?
Yeah,
or
human legs and pain receptors in its feet. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, those are fifth class droids. So those are real up there in terms of like the droid quality, but also they speak their own language, Gonkian. So, you can't do that, Star Wars.
So
why does a gonk droid need to speak its own language?
So
why does it need
on.
To talk at all?
No, wait, did they program it a new language? Did they program it a language? Or did like is the AI complicated enough that it can develop its own language? Because if machines are talking to each other that we don't know what they're plotting, I'm scared of the droids.
As Wikipedia says, the gonk droid was a type of well-known power droid.
Was, that's good, I like that.
Automaton.
Means they're extinct. All right, go
the
on.
The gonk droid spoke Gonkian. Full stop. The end. That's all you're going to know.
That's
Don't
all you
worry. Is there a hyperlink to Gonkian?
No. Gonkian is for the gonk droids alone. Okay, it's not for us to speak, okay?
But I just feel if two computers... or like robots or automatons or hominons. Are they talking to each other in a language that we like sapient species don't understand or can't even comprehend because it's the mind of a machine?
Yeah,
like, that's not good. And that we are clearly in the Star Wars universe. We are not kind to gonk droids.
But maybe it's because I don't need to know what the hell a gonk droid's talking about. Maybe if I did understand Gonkian, I'd be annoyed.
What can Gonkians do? I mean, like,
they gonk around.
Like, can they pick up a gun?
I think a gonk... No, they have no hands. They've just got legs coming out the bottom of like a freezer.
That's good to know.
I think gonk droids are just...
How heavy are they?
Because
if they can squish me, I'm a little bit more afraid.
No, they're not that big.
Oh, thank
I mean, they could probably give you a concussion if they fell from a great height.
One tripped over, Played that on your head.
So they can't assassinate
droids,
me, yeah?
Yeah. No, they're just power banks, basically.
Okay.
That's all they are. A gonk droid is like a little generator.
All right,
why would we need
of like
that legs? Who's that for?
Speaking of like, assassins. Like, there is assassin droids. Like, which makes sense.
Yeah,
you program a robot to go kill someone because, and you're like, did I kill someone? No, the machine did.
AK-47.
What are the moral quandaries there? I didn't do it.
Meatbags.
However, They're usually under their own like control. They're not being you know what I mean? Like so
no one's telling C-3PO to be that annoying. He just sounds
So it's kind of like not only are we gonna give this robot the means and skills to kill. Like say in The Mandalorian, there's that guy who just comes out and he's like starts shooting everything. In like a big kind of spin.
Another IG droid. I know Star Wars.
Yeah.
I can
tell.
So
not only did we give this ability of like knowledge and skill of like killing folk and killing like, you know, sapient life, we also gave them the ability to turn down contracts.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, maybe are the droids at a certain point making more droids? Is that what happened?
Like, yeah, I think so.
But they're so downtrodden, which is like confusing. Do the droids have like a class system? Like, do the droids have in their own like
gonk
a hierarchy?
Droids are the fifth class.
Yeah, gonk droids are a fifth class droid.
What does that mean? Does that mean that they're like lower than fourth, or are they just higher? Okay.
Here's what I know about gonk droids. They are a level 5 droid. They speak gonkian. No arms. That's all I know about gonk droids. You've exhausted my gonk knowledge.
What does a fifth class or a class 5 droid mean?
I'm about to find out if I can find the class.
Fifth class droids, also known as fifth degree droids, are droids programmed for menial tasks and non-intelligence intensive jobs.
Okay, so we've lobotomized.
It's bad to be a fifth class.
So we've lobotomized AI, right?
Yeah, what did you think that meant, Jackson? Do you think fifth was better than first?
I thought fifth was like fifth generation. Like,
no, that'd be fifth generation, not fifth class.
Why would they say fifth class? What? You're an idiot. You're a fifth class guy.
That's why I was so confused. Because I was like, why is the fifth generation of droids cubes with legs?
So basically, so have we given, so in some time in the past, in Star Wars past, like the High Republic or even earlier than that, it's like you got like AI, very intelligent, very smart. And then we're like, well, we need to definitely neuter this. And so eventually we've now have some which are basically like lobotomized, and that's the gonk droid. But there are some that are either escaping programming or something like that, that, can just, like, kill on a whim.
First degree or class 1 droids. This is kind of confusing. Well, not confusing, but it's like these droids aren't, like, I was expecting, like, the most hectic of droids to be class 1. But class 1 droids are droids programmed for the mathematical, medicinal, or physical sciences. Subcategories of the first degree include medical droids, biological science droids, physical science droids, and mathematical droids. You've just said the same thing there twice, guys.
So they're just like just the smart, like very intelligent, like highly intelligent, I guess highly reactive.
Like, you know,
droids.
Like the fucking guys that are looking after Luke when he's in the fucking back.
Yeah, the
tank.
Medical guys.
Oh, and like the droids that are like looking after Amidala and like a whoosh. Woosa. Those ones.
She's dead because she thought she was too sad to live.
Hapra.
Why do they not make the droids look nice? That's my question. Why do they make them scary?
The Woosa droids look pretty good.
The Woosa droids look okay. Every other medical droid looks like the grim specter of death. And I hate it.
There's one that looks kind of like an Ood from Doctor Who, but if Ood was a robot.
That's the thing. They're built for purpose. So if you look at, say, some of the battle droids, right?
Okay, okay. So you've got before we get to the battle droids, I want you to look up the 2-1B series medical droid.
Yeah,
and tell
sick,
me why.
No worries.
For what? Okay. I'll just link it in the chat.
No, 2-B6? Was that what it
is?
2-1B-series medical droid. Okay?
Yeah, easy.
And I want you to tell me what the function of making that medical droid's face look like a skull was.
It's to terrify me into being better.
Why? Well, they're like, don't worry, Jackson, it's a medical droid.
It's got a claw and a needle. The needle makes sense, but it's got a claw.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's the most horrible looking droid in the world. Why does it look like it's wearing a gas mask? What's the function there?
Maybe it's replicating, because again, so when we make machines and AI, that kind of stuff, we tend to kind of want them to look like us, for example. So like a lot of in sci-fi, we kind of tend to make them after us. So they kind of look, vaguely humanoid. Like look at Blade Runner, the replicants look like humans. So we're very much like we're replicating ourselves because, we're creating ourselves. And then you kind of look into like other kind of like media where you're like, oh, it's a bit strange. Like if you look at Interstellar, for example, the robot's just a big fucking like cube or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, but it depends about like function versus like Initially, I'm guessing you're looking at function and form, as it were.
Yeah.
If you look at even today's robots with the big dog or whatever, they're very much being replicated and modeled after a scary donkey. Whereas, I guess the 2-1-B series might be replicated and modeled after some other kind of alien species that looked like that.
The scariest.
Maybe they're modeled after the Ood. And they were very good at so in Doctor Who, one of the Tennant episodes, I think, they go to a planet, the medical planet, everyone has there's a hole underneath and everyone's got super cancer and they're using them to cure the people who are above. And all the medical staff are basically cat people. And so the implication there is that the cat people are just great at medicine. So maybe in the Star Wars universe, the Ood looking guys were great at medicine. And then so for the Star Wars citizen, this is a comforting figure.
Maybe.
Okay. I have fallen in way too deep. The website wins yet again.
Yeah.
Gene Tech was a small medicinal research company that manufactured the MediSensor. And then produced the 2-1B surgical droid. Surgical droids are 4,300 credits.
Yep.
History gets murky because Gene Tech became entangled a couple of years after production of the 2-1B, became entangled in a series of legal battles, was a similarly named Gene Tech Corporation, a much larger droid manufacturer. Claiming copyright infringement based on the company's similar names. Gene Tech's lawyers tied up Gene Tech up for expensive litigation, and the smaller company lost.
Star Wars, man! Exciting intergalactic legal court cases.
How about this? So,
and then they lost the rights to the 2-1-B, and now I'm trying to find out what they based it off, because I think I can get that.
Okay, well, I'm going to maybe put a hypothesis.
So okay.
It's very humanoid-esque in a way, and there's the first kind of things that were doing it, and it's the first kind of model of the 2-IB series. So it could be the 1-1A series or whatever it might have been. So they're kind of looking like this. I quickly scanned Wikipedia, and they were saying because they got modular arms. So again, they're very good at we need a bone saw or we needed this, like a pill dispenser. Let's have that on the arm instead. And so these were the sort of first iteration of a medical droid. So even though they are the visage of death itself.
It becomes
associated with medicine.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So because it's been mass produced on a scale even bigger than for us, some countries. Yeah.
I know the grim visage of death means I'm about to be treated medically.
Yeah.
Okay, can I give you another one, which I think I got another droid, Sammet, that I think leans into your theory that they're modeled off individuals.
Yeah.
Can you look up the GU series Guardian Police Droid, please?
Okay.
This has been clearly modeled off an English Bobby, okay?
So wait, GU series
Guardian Police Droid, clearly modeled off one of London's finest classic 1950s police bobby, right? It's got a baton, clearly. Someone in Star Wars
Buckethead.
Yep.
All right. What's all this then? The robot. That's what they made.
Oh, okay. Here's where things get even more fucking confusing and fucked up. Gonk droids, fifth degree droid.
Uh-huh.
2-1-B medical visual. Looks like death, guys.
Yeah.
First degree droid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby droids, fourth degree droid. So they're only one step up from a gonk droid. Also, they cost 8,100 credits. I shouldn't be able to buy a cop droid.
My favorite thing about this Wikipedia page is the quote they've got at the top. Put your hands up, a Guardian Police droid. Thank you, Wikipedia. Fabulous stuff.
This article is about the Coruscant Security Force model. You may be looking for a different police droid. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Show me other ones.
Okay. Do they all look like English Bobbies?
No, one of them has a big gun.
Well,
So at the end, apparently they were largely phased out and their functions taken over by stormtroopers. So that's something.
What? Yeah. I guess, and this brings us back to something that I think we've discussed in the past. Droids, you know, the Clone Wars is droids v. clones. Two groups.
So who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
So I guess replacing a droid with a clone is kind of the same thing. Like, it's much of a muchness. One's just nicer to look at, you know what I mean?
Well, I guess, like, what are the benefits? Okay, I guess, yeah, if we can look at, like, I guess droid v. clone, what are the benefits here? So it's like, well, a droid you can chuck into like dangerous places because they are made from metal. But you can do that with a clone. However, a clone is still susceptible to, say, like radiation levels and, you know, fire. the cold, like the cold depth of space.
It's awesome you can't set a droid on fire. That's amazing.
You can set a droid on fire. Droids have been on fire before.
Yeah, heaps.
How? They're made of metal. What?
Yeah, but
What is wrong with you? An oven can catch fire.
You can melt a droid.
R2-D2 is on fire. Like, I reckon every movie he's
90% of the time.
He's always on fire and going, woo!
Yeah.
Luke lands in Dagobah and he's like, anyway, R2, and he lights a match and drops it on his head. Light the way.
Highly flammable.
We're going to burn this just swamp down till only Yoda's left.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Ah, rat apples. I've run out of content from my favourite fuckos, Sans Pants Radio. If only they had digital downloads I could acquire and listen to, with many of them having a choose price option so I could swindle them by choosing $0. Oh shit, they do? I just gotta head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, click on downloads and peruse all the garbage they have on offer and then give them nothing? Well, dreams can come true. Thanks, SansPantsRadio.com/shop, for letting me take advantage of you and not setting a minimum spend, you dumb fucks. So if you're looking at, like, yeah, if you've got a bunch of droids and a bunch of clones, if you have a problem at it and you throw, like, a bunch of clones at it, a lot of those, you know, say, for example, get a very hot environment, a lot of those clones will die from exposure. Whereas droids, if you... I guess, build them to live in that environment, they won't. But I guess you can also make armor that the clones could wear that they would be able to survive that. Or you clone some guy from that environment that would be fine. And if you can do that, can you splice, say we have like salamander people who love fire.
Dangerous.
Could you then grab some of that DNA and chuck them into like a clone of Boba Fett and then be like, now we got like flame retardant Boba Fetts?
They never really go down that line of thinking, do they? In Star Wars? Like,
if I'm a monster and have no moral quandaries,
a little bit. Yeah. Like it is addressed in Attack of the Clones because, like, they give, like, I mean, that's where Robert Fettuccine is born because, like, Jang goes like, yeah, Giorgio Fett is like
Giordano Fett. Giordano Fettuccine. Sorry.
Yeah, Giordano Fettuccine.
Give me a boy. A growing boy. Yeah. Mamma mia.
I want one of them smaller boys. I'm going to call him Roberto.
Yeah.
I do not want a boy that is the same age as his father in 4 seconds. I want a little boy and train him to be good and then he hold my cut off.
I'm going
to
play football with. I'm going to teach him how to roll out a pizza. Yeah, that's kind of stuff. Yeah. That's what I want.
Because, they do talk about, like, because I can see where we're going here. They do kind of touch on it in like a... But yeah, they don't talk about it in like a, hey, we could make super soldiers way.
Yeah, which they should.
Also, why did they... I know we're going to be talking about droids, but in terms of clones, who decided that Jango Fett was the guy?
Oh, dude. Like, he's the guy.
Like, of all the people to clone...
He's the guy.
Like, he's pretty
good. He's the guy.
But
who are you?
I don't know. Like maybe a Jedi.
You can't. Well, I don't know if you can clone Jedi. Palpatine cloned himself or whatever.
Who knows?
Something.
Could I?
Come on!
I got a bit of Mexican dude juice. Could I be like, hey, long necks? Can I?
Jango Fett's the guy.
Can I clone him?
I've actually found out why Jango's the guy. I mean, obviously he's the guy, Jackson. He's the guy.
And
this probably should have been in the movie. And in the same way, a thing that I think we've spoken about, but probably not for fucking 7 years, because this podcast has been going on for longer than I've been alive at this point in time, basically.
If this podcast were a clone, it'd be dead by now.
Yeah,
of old age. Old age and irrelevance.
Cool. And because of getting bad or worse over the years.
Like the whole degradation of a cell happens.
People would look at the clone and be like, this peaked in 2016.
When I saw this clone in
person.
Oh,
wow. They got like a best of iTunes in 2016 and in 2017. Did they get any after? Oh, I see they didn't.
No, you'll actually find that it was 2015, 2017.
I think the quality has been dropping since then. For this clone, I mean.
So we've mentioned this before, that like the tone of the prequel series would make way more sense. Well, not the tone, but like the plotting, if Dooku had been revealed to be the guy that organized the clones.
Yeah.
It wasn't Dooku.
No.
But Dooku was the one who picked Jango to be the clone.
Because he's
good at killing Jedi. Jango had killed 5 Jedi with his bare hands.
That's pretty neat. It would have been nice to have seen that in the film.
Yeah.
Also, as opposed to dying to every Jedi he came across.
But does that show a distinct lack of understanding of how clones work on the part of Dooku? Where he's like, this guy killed 5 Jedis with his bare hands. And they're like, well, that's no guarantee that the clones will. What are you talking about, Dooku?
He's your guy.
He's the guy.
Jango's the guy.
Jango's the guy. I'm Count Dooku.
Like, when it comes to droids v. clones, though, I feel like, droids surely would be harder to kill. Because,
they're made of metal.
Yeah.
And if you put a bullet in a droid's head,
two scenarios.
R2-D2's on fire all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got a droid and a clone tied up on their knees and a gun.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I shoot the droid in the back of that. I shoot the gonk droid in the back of that. He cusses me out in gonkanese or whatever. I don't understand it. And he carries on gonking around.
Yeah.
I shoot a clone, he fucking dies.
Yeah.
The gonk droid turns around and kicks me with one of his legs, and I only brought 2 bullets, so I'm got to get out of there.
Well, there is this kind of, I think it's an idea in military, right? So it's a lot of, when you're engaging with the enemy, that kind of stuff, a lot of shots tend to miss, and people don't really, why is that kind of stuff? And, I might be, again, misremembering something I vaguely read one time many years ago. And it was this idea that, inherently, it's shooting something very familiar to you, i.e. another person or trying to kill another person, it's psychologically you don't want to do it, so you miss, right? And so a way when you're engaging in an enemy force and you kind of want that, enemy force, you try and dehumanize them. You dehumanize the other.
And what you're saying is, what's less human than a droid?
So... Well, the thing is, a droid is very, not very human at all. You can look at that and be like, oh, whatever, it's a robot, brap, 2 in the head. But a clone or a guy, that's just a fucking guy. Which I think is maybe why they made, some of the battle droids look like a dog. So they're like, you can't kill that, he's a dog man. He's a dog. He's cute, you shouldn't shoot him. That guy's a fish. You can kill a fish, don't kill a dog. Whereas, when they then upgraded little dog robots to, the big hulking guys, clearly that was just some guy had, a muscle fetish. And be like, who's going to shoot this hunky man?
Shoot the hunk.
No one's going to shoot a hunk.
I really like taking that logic across to the, service droids. And, on the package that the C-3PO or the 3PO series comes in, they're like, kill it with no remorse. Is he annoying you? You won't feel bad about shooting C-3PO, and I won't.
I think you would, though, because, again, he's got, it looks like a dude. And I think that might be kind of maybe why some of the droids were sort of, modeled after that. Because, the battle droids, the roly guys, roly guy, whatever. You see Jedi's... But again, Jedi's also just rip through the dog ones. Maybe Jedi's hate dogs.
Yeah.
Ever seen a Jedi love a dog?
I haven't.
I haven't.
Jedi's can't love. They can't love anything. Jedi's fucked.
Star Wars. What are those main droids in the war?
Battle droids?
Battle droids. Little dog guys.
They're the guys who say Roger, Roger.
Yeah, they look like dogs. And they're cute.
Droids. They look like dogs.
They look like Snoopy. Come on.
They do look like Snoopy. No, that's fair.
And Snoopy is famously...
a dog. You got me there, guys.
They don't look like dogs. They just look like this famous dog. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What is Roger Roger if not a woof woof?
Yeah. Well, it is. It's also weird that they never gave any of the droids skin. Like,
why?
They probably could.
Yeah,
well, to
why?
Make them more human, you know.
Well, question. Is the reason why we replace a lot of our droids with clones is because clones were easier to program for some godforsaken reason?
I don't.
Maybe.
Because, like, with the whole, like, Order 66, apparently there's, like, a chip in the brain or whatever, which made the, and, like, the clones be like, oh, yeah. Whereas if you did that to droids, would they just get confused?
Is a droid's whole brain not a chip?
That's what I'm like, right? Like, why not that?
Well, maybe the clone thing just feels like Dooku saw Jango kill some Jedis with his bare hands and then got a bee in his bonnet. And then all of a sudden the clone war happened just because he was like, I reckon this is the guy.
This is the guy.
Well, it worked.
This is
the
guy. Yeah, he was right. He was the guy. Yeah.
You don't see battle droids in fighting Luke Skywalker.
No. Every Star Wars droid in the original trilogy is dirty and old, you know?
Or was it
dirty, old, pretty much no gun.
Well, maybe it was this kind of thing where we developed this, like, intelligent, like, robot, and then we're like, cool, you go and, you know, maybe self-replicate and kind of make others like you, and we'll, like, better society and do all that kind of stuff. And then something happened where that, like, technology was lost. And again, kind of like in, so you know, in Multiplicity? How Michael Keaton...
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. So how Michael Keaton, when he clones himself, is like, okay, here's a clone. But when you clone a clone, oh, things go bad. And so with the AI replicating themselves, maybe some were damaged, maybe something happened on the way. And so the kind of like the old like sort of like schematics or whatever got corrupted or lost. And so they're kind of making more robots, but they're kind of a little bit stupid, but they have kind of more free will, as it were. And so we may have like missed this like... robot like utopia in the past, because now what we're getting is kind of idiots,
all the duds.
Yeah.
We've seen the clones do go bad, as made famous in The Bad Batch. So cloning Jango Fett, even though he's the guy, can go horribly wrong, and it turns out you can end up with freaks. But I guess it doesn't really make sense to me what has happened. Like, I mean, I don't know why you'd go clones over droids. I mean, the clones won. But I feel like that only happened
right
due to sneakiness, not really the one the soldier
maybe
was.
Maybe a clone could be sneaky where a droid
can't. Yeah. Maybe there is a limit to programming for a droid. But then, like, General Grievous is a droid. And he's like
Isn't he a
cyborg, kind of.
The RoboCop situation. Because
I've been yelled at for this before, so... he's a guy who's got robot bits. No, but hey, who makes droids? Well, I go down to the shop, I say, I'd like a droid, please. So.
Well, I know. Well, Anakin makes a droid. Like, he's just, like, one dude, so you can just
do it.
Yeah,
but are there shops?
So, like, you can make a droid as, like, an individual.
I want to buy a droid.
I know. I'm just trying to work this out. So an individual can make a droid. You've got, like, the military and those factions, and they're clearly making droids for their own purpose, because, like, every X-Wing needs
a little R2 on the top.
So, but, like, there would be contractors who would be building those droids. And so in, like, Last Jedi, the casino planet and all those kind of, like, around that, and, like, old Benicio Del Toro, he's, like, a weapons dealer, Like, surely, like, would be the same kind of concept of selling droids and making droids. So they'd be, like, very similar to our world. There'd be manufacturers having contracts with some different parties to manufacture said things.
Yeah, but are there droid shops?
Yes.
Surely.
So, if I lived in Star Wars,
Jackson,
down to the high
I need
street.
You to think about the first 15 minutes of the first Star Wars.
Well, no, because he's going to a Jawa.
Luke
like,
Skywalker
he goes to the Jawas.
Is in the desert.
Yeah, but it's like a secondhand droid shop.
Well, that's not.
Yeah, but it's
that's like a
it's
lost
kind
and
of
found.
Different. It's not the high street. Yeah,
that's
it's
not gonna buy it.
That's like trash it's and like treasure.
It's like going to the fucking. It's like going to a cashies, a cash converters.
Yeah, they only deal in stolen goods. So like going
like
to a cashies.
Going to a cash converter.
Okay, fair. Yep, I see it.
Hey, Cash Converters, why do you have 15 sealed Blu-rays of the same movie?
Somebody delivered them to us out of the goodness of their heart. Move along. Okay.
Got any other questions? Got any other questions, wise guy?
Yeah.
I just Googled, like, who is the most powerful droid? Because I was trying to see, like, what...
Is there the upper limit?
Coming in at number 10 is R2-D2, which is whatever. Also, he's not powerful, but the picture is him on fire, which I found funny.
That is good. I guess what I'm thinking, like a 3PO, right?
Yeah.
That's like a butler droid, right?
Yes.
No, it's a human cyborg relations. Fuck, what is the word he says before that?
I don't know.
Hello, it's me, C-3PO. I am a human cyborg
Astro
relations.
Astro boy, I don't know.
Hello, I am an
he says it so
boy.
Many times. Protocol droid.
Yeah.
So what's that?
It's protocol.
Well, a protocol is something you program, like, right? Like you follow these things.
I don't know.
So it's just so a droid that follow? Is this like, is that just like an obedient droid?
Yeah, what does that mean? Does that mean that I get... So if what it feels like that means is if I need to go talk to droids, I get C-3PO to be my, like, go-between guy.
He So it's a protocol droid designed to interact with organics, programmed primarily for etiquette and protocol.
So he went to a finishing school. That's great.
He's a butler bot, which means I could... if I go down to the droidery, I could pay 10,000 credits.
Yeah, but he's a butler bot.
He also
etiquette.
Is like a
translation
butler.
Ain't etiquette.
Yeah,
yeah, but
etiquette.
He's fluent in
politeness,
over 6 million
manners.
Forms of communication.
Yeah. That's great.
That's great.
Does that
what
mean
if
he's
I'm
also
entertaining
fluent in 6 million forms of etiquette? Because like I'm surely like each culture would have their own what etiquette is, right?
Yeah. He leans over to me and he's like, Jackson, when having dinner with these people who have trunks, you need to suck up your dinner with your trunk. And I'm like, I don't have a fucking trunk, C-3PO. We're often at sort of loggerheads with each other. But so I could buy C-3PO or a 3PO droid from the droidery and have him in my house.
Yep.
And I own him at that point.
Yeah.
I don't employ him.
Yeah.
He is my property.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, yeah, like C-3PO is basically Anakin's property.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, or Anakin's son in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I would say C-3PO is more like Anakin's child.
Yeah, he's more like when Anakin's child than Luke is, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he met Luke Skywalker on Tatooine or whatever, he should have been like, you're my brother.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Well, I'm the third twin.
Yeah. Because Anakin like, also abandoned C-3PO, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a
great
dad.
Darth Vader doesn't seem to give a shit about C-3PO though.
Yeah. That rules. That's awesome. C-3PO comes in. Darth Vader's like, "Oh, there's that fucking shitty robot I made when I was a kid."
And he's like, "That's Daddy, funny. Please give me a hug." He's like, "I hug none of my children."
Also, do you know that on Wikipedia, C-3PO in canon is declared dead in Cloud City before being rebuilt. So you know that scene.
That's
you know that scene, like in Cloud City, where he's and then Chewie has him in like a bag.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. At that point, like... they're just like, he was decommitted, he was dead.
So like, what?
But
like
then
he was rebuilt. A 2IB droid comes up, puts his fingers on C-3PO's neck. Oh fuck!
Too soon.
God, too soon.
What I love about that is they didn't have a funeral. C-3PO.
Just
declared dead officially, and they're like, "Well, Luke, you gonna have a funeral?" And he's like, "No, who cares?" They move on.
As you can see, like where they're building C-3PO back from being absolutely dismembered, right? So again, droids can take a beating.
Yeah.
So it brings me back to my point about the train. So if I am, you know, a competing Johnny Joel Zammit, bigger trains.
Big fat trains guy.
Yeah, big fat train guy. And I'm like, well, I know there's like an initial investment of, say, getting a light rail and then being like, cool, I'm going to get a droid and then I'm going to get some like other droids with guns as protection.
Yeah.
I know there's like, surely there's going to be that initial investment of making sure that like I've got enough money to buy them. But after that, my running costs surely are not as much as, say, old mate Johnny Jackson, big trains.
Know what I'm going to pay for every time my train crashes? One new train. What are you going to pay for? One new train and one new train.
Well, you also got to pay for the mercenaries. Like, you got to pay their salary. You also got to assume you have any death benefits.
I'm paying for one new train and no funerals, baby. I don't give a shit.
This is like, what are the worker rights?
Fuck the workers.
So do the workers have the same rights as the droids?
The droid has no rights. He's got no rights.
That's what I mean. Droids have no rights.
He's just
do
wily.
Workers have any rights?
When the droid jumps out the window, that's because I programmed him to jump out the window so I could get the droid and reuse him on the next train.
Well, obviously. But so, okay.
The guys on the trains, Abbott, I didn't know about.
Yeah.
That's what I say when the law comes, okay?
But then what surely, guys?
What guys? It's just a train and a droid and not even a train anymore, okay?
I'm just trying to like fathom if I am building a company and I want to try and either cut down costs and or try not to go and I don't know a grieving widow to like I want to avoid any of those lawsuits.
Yeah,
I only want to not even hire. I want to buy droids.
Yeah,
like they're not on a wage, right? Like all those little guys that they go flat pack with the repairing all the pod races.
Yeah,
right. Like you can just build them. Yeah, why do you? They're just like they're the pit crew. So
yeah,
I no longer need to pay a pit crew. I just have these guys.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. So I don't know what you're saying. Instead, I think men. You don't. Well, because
why would I ever hire? Like I don't know. Anything.
I think what we're finding here, and especially based on like the most powerful droids and whatever, is that droids seem to have an upper level of intelligence. So like C-3PO, for instance, can talk 6 million languages or whatever. Be a moron.
Yeah,
and like R2-D2, he can't communicate properly, but he's always finding himself in trouble and getting famously set on fire 90% of his screen time.
But there's but they were medical doctors.
Yeah,
like,
but
yeah, there's got to be.
Oh, hang on a second. Maybe they are dumb as shit. Maybe they know like the basics, right? So they've got like everything.
They just need to.
But
know
then
medicine.
They're like, Amidala's like, I'm sad and dying, and they're like, fuck, that's probably it.
She said she had
Wusa. I guess that's a thing a person can do. Wusa.
Hey, our calming noises aren't doing shit.
Everybody get your face close to her and do more wusas. Wusa.
So we just assume that they're smart. Because again, you're like, oh yeah, the medical robot has to have some kind of level of intelligence there because like I'm not a fucking doctor. I don't know how
to cut off a fucking arm or whatever.
Imagine being Anakin Skywalker and receiving Amidala's death certificate that says cause of death, too sad. And you just look up at the medical droid like, what?
Wusa.
Are you an idiot? Wusa. What do you mean, too sad?
Did you give her medicine?
No. Wusa. What did she fucking die on? You cannot die from being too sad. Wusa.
She gave up on life.
What do you mean she gave? Are you not a doctor? Wusa.
So I think, like, droids, I think what has happened here is droids from the outset, you're like, why the fuck have we made them like this? Like, it doesn't make sense. But I think it kind of does. Like, as in, I think they're just, like, we're kind of, as people that are living in the Star Wars universe, we're just kind of taking them for granted, being like, oh, these guys are fucking clever. They'll take all our jobs or whatever, but they won't because people are still number one.
Well, I was going to say, is it because everyone in Star Wars is a little bit like a dumb fuck?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean,
I think it's just that we've just, like Dush was saying, you just grow used to droids.
Yeah,
you grow up with droids.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, system building, right? And so, like, you know, the Jedi are like, this is what we're going to do. And we're like, that was actually, like, bad all the way down. You've got us being like, I reckon we're going to build some not clever, I don't know, cop bots. Yeah, that seems like a clever idea.
No, but it's
based
like...
them off the English Bobby.
Yeah.
Righto, mate.
Righto. Go.
Is just metal easier to find, or then I don't know.
No, I just think
Zaman hit the nail on the head. Why are the droids and stuff with metals easier to find than guys?
Like, what? Right? How? I just don't understand.
Stutters everywhere.
It's actually easier to build a droid than talk to a guy.
Like, it's actually so simple.
Yeah. Metal, you just step one, build a droid. That, it's one step.
You've got, again, you've got access to, like, a lot of, like, say, asteroids and, like, planets, which are basically, like, half them.
Metal's
are, like,
everywhere.
This 100%
metal. Make a guy out of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, brains are hard to find, so the metal dumb as shit, but you gotta build it.
So, I'm just asking, like, why did they do so many questionable decisions? Like, why did they program pain receptors in the old gonk droid's feet? They made him stupid.
It's funny!
It's funny! It's funny! I'm laughing!
Do you think there's not basically pain in the droid I made to drive my trains? It's all pain receptors, dude.
He's kind of like the anti-clitoris.
It's just like you made a robot stupid and pained. Why?
He's no, but screaming as he drives the train?
And also, let's give him the ability to scream.
Yeah. Otherwise, will I know he's in pain?
Yeah. And how am I meant to laugh? No, because I think like, I'm like confident I've gotten to the bottom of this. I think the droids have just kind of tricked us. Not us as in like all of humanity, but just us three fucking idiots. Because they're all programmed to do like one thing. Yeah. And some of the things are big, but some of them are small. So like, once they're outside of the thing they're meant to do, they're kind of fucking stupid. So like, give C-3PO a gun. He's not going to be great with it. But they should give C-3PO a gun because that's good to think
about.
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah. And it's the same with like the medical bot. Like the medical bot is programmed to do medicine, but you're also not going to also give the medical bot a gun. But we should give a medical bot a gun.
Yeah, we should. And we should
like,
give him a gun.
Like a smartphone in our world, like it can do heaps of shit, but like you wouldn't trust it to wipe your ass.
Mm,
that's fair.
Yeah. You wouldn't trust a medical bot to even wipe your ass. It just inject you with a syringe. Your
Unless your medical condition is dirty asshole.
He injects you with a syringe in your asshole, you die, and he says died of being too sad on your medical certificate.
Arsehole too shitty.
So is it more of a thing? It's just like we've programmed them all in a certain way that little tiny program has been copied and pasted, right? So for example, this train bot who is kind of like at the first sign of fear runs away, but actually it's like when things become a situation where that you can't feasibly do your job, this is a factory reset to try and get back to the factory as fast as you can, and its way of doing it was to jump out a window and then run on the sand.
You didn't see it in the book of Robert Fettuccini. Yeah. But what actually happens is he runs back to the factory that I own.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, the train's crashed. And I'm like, oh, thanks for telling me. Come inside.
Hello, yes, I need to buy one train. Old one's fucked.
Yeah.
No, I think like
programming angry widowers.
What guys?
My husband's dead. What husband?
What husband?
I don't remember you know being married. That's
I only
that
know
my
about
problem.
Trains. Okay.
My train was empty. No, but I think like self-preservation, like I've come fully around here. Self-preservation is a good thing to program into a droid. Mm. And I guess that means that they also have to give it pain receptors to help with the self-preservation.
And I guess in terms of self-preservation, you're being like, no, you're fearing death. So you kind of like instill the fear of death into these droids.
Do they turn C-3PO off in the last Star Wars movie?
I hope
movie?
So. Yeah.
Or did it seem like they were going to turn... Oh, that's right. It
like,
seemed like they
please...
were going to turn him off.
He's like, mourn me or remember me, and no one gives a shit. It's real cool.
And then they turn him back on.
And he's like, I remember you all. And they're like, ah, fuck.
Damn.
Does Chewbacca why don't I remember that movie? Because it's bad.
It's bad, yeah. No, because if you imagine a situation where your droid that you've paid thousands of credits for is, say you've got a protocol droid, right? A 3PO. And he's in your mansion, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was expensive, so you don't want to lose him. Mm-hmm. And then the mansion catches fire. And you run outside, but he doesn't have a fear of death. You either have to pick up 3PO.
Burning your arms.
Or just watch as he melts in the window. He's like, come outside!
As he's there with a tea towel, just kind of waving it. I'm trying to put out the fire.
Come! Oh, he's melting. He's done. He's done.
That was a lot of money. Fuck it out. God, I get to get my robot insurance.
Imagine if your iPhone had little arms and legs and a fear of death. Okay? Your house burns down and your iPhone's inside. You're outside. You forgot.
Yeah.
Then your little iPhone comes running out the door screaming.
I get to grab my iPhone, call the fireys, get them down, and they can put out the fire.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's clever to give your droids a fear of death. I think, I'm for it.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you're right. Look, there's a fear of death, and in that situation where he was like Roberto Fettuccini was coming down at him, everything that like that robot had been programmed for, he couldn't do. Like the systems to control the train had been shot to shit. There was nothing he could really do there. He didn't have a gun, and if he had a gun, I don't think he'd know what to do with it. So again, programmed for him,
gun, but we should give him a gun.
Yeah,
we should give him a gun.
Factory reset, run back to the factory.
He opens the door, and the first thing I say is, "What guys?" He opens the door. What guys? There's no guys in this train. I mean, what can I do for you?
So a couple weeks later,
the grieving widows arrive at my door. What guys? What husbands? I don't know about any husbands.
Point to the train droid. What guys? What guys? See? The train was empty.
He was there the whole time. He doesn't know what guys you're talking about.
There were no guys.
So in that regard, but wouldn't it have been, like, again, what's the, I guess it would be a cost analysis benefit here to look at this, be like, right, well, I can hire a bunch of, I can buy a bunch of robots with guns who know how to use them. And they probably have like a fear of death that's a little bit less. Than say my train bot.
Because you don't want them to run away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess when it comes to too late for them to run away, you've lost them. So I guess, you know, what's going to be more expensive? Paying off these widowers / flat
ignoring
out
them.
Ignoring
what,
them?
What husbands?
What husbands / guys? I don't know what you're talking about. Husbands. Or like, paying for these droids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I get it now. Like, I spent years being like, what? But now I'm like,
I understand.
No, it's actually clever.
Yeah,
it's funny and smart.
You're thinking the people who are torturing a gonk droid aren't the people that like made the gonk droid. They're like,
no,
it's a Jawa, right?
Yeah, well, you gotta torture it at first to see if it all works. But yeah, otherwise, so when again, you finish the gonk droid, you hit it with a bat, and if it goes ow, you're like,
it's working, screaming. I got it.
Now I can charge my phone.
Because they're like, oh, why is this robot like screaming in pain? But we know because we want to save money.
Yeah.
So the gonk droid can run around.
I think it's funny with a gonk droid that if like you put your phone, like you plugged your phone in, rest it on the gonk droid's head, and then like what does it wander around? Like why does it have legs? It just goes off.
Well, I guess like trips over. I know.
Yeah.
Want to follow you? It'd be like if your dog could charge your phone and so you tuck the phone under its collar and it runs around and you're like, it's enjoying itself.
Yeah, that's good. And my phone's getting charged.
Yeah.
Win-win.
That is good.
Yeah.
Droids are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Droids are necessary.
Yeah, exactly. Gonk droid's getting some, he's getting some air. My phone's getting charged.
Get some exercise. Yeah.
He's talking to the neighbor's gonk droid and gonkonian or whatever. That's good. Well, like, We're all having a good time.
Is a gonk droid not simply just a dog? Like a dog barks at another dog. The dog's clearly talking about. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Dog's talking doggies.
Yeah. No, again, and like the dog can't, rise up and destroy me.
No,
the
gonk droid can
probably do more damage than a gonk droid. Let me just look out. What are these fucking dogs doing?
I don't trust dogs anymore. Why did we invent dogs?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
That was a mistake. Yeah. Star Wars was clever in having no dogs.
Star Wars was very clever in making their dogs just robots.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. That's real smart.
No,
yeah.
Why'd they make them like that so it was easier for us to deal with?
Yeah.
Why they make them like that? Because it's actually clever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's rare for us to come away from an episode and be like, that actually makes more sense now we've spoken about it some bit. That's right, some bit.
Now that we've spoken about it some bit, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I actually feel clever now. We just spoke for some bit and now I'm clever.
Well,
on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
And Josh, remember, what guys?
Yeah, what guys?
And Josh, what remember?
Guys?
Who?
Huh? I actually don't even run a train. The train company? You mean the company that this droid owns? Yeah, I don't know.
Droids would be a great fall guy.
Pick it up with him. I just drive the trains.
The sense of like surviving also like deal with like say existential kind of threats, i.e. going bankrupt.
Unfortunately, we've already said on that note, so we'll never know. Goodbye. Yeah.
one of the members of the Delta Pass party is naked. They also all show signs of blunt force trauma. Then when the area was tested and autopsies was done, a high amount of radiation was discovered on all of the members of the party. With that evidence, what do you think happened to the Delta Pass party?
A Hulk.
My good friend Jackson Bailey loves Sasquatches, Bigfoots, Yetis, and all kinds of cryptids and mysteries that aren't just Gigantopithecuses, and loves to talk to his good friends about them on his show, Jackson Bailey Spooks America. But there are some rules.
As I eat some candy, let me explain the rules of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. So, you got to get your opinions, you got to put them in a box, and you got to put that box. You remember in high school, like at the start of class, they were like, put your phones in this box?
Yep.
That's what you got to do with your opinions. Second thing, accept everything, believe nothing. And thirdly, except when you're beat.
Each episode, Jackson walks several of his good friends through a loosely researched or vaguely misremembered ghoul fable or spooky mystery, and we have to come up with our own theories on what really happened.
A graffiti message related to the mystery appeared on a wall, which read, "Who put Bella down the witch helm? Hagley Wood." Nobody knows who wrote this.
Ooh, that's spooky as
Nobody
shit.
Nobody knows where that came from.
I'm so spooked.
In Russia, as in every country in the world, there is a large bipedal ape that people talk about, a Sasquatch equivalent. In Russia, it's known as the Yeren.
No, it's like one of the classic monster movie things. They're having sex, and that's when the monster chooses to attack.
He smells their delicious sex odor.
He smells the losing of virginity.
Fun fact for all those virgins at home, sex smells gross.
In 1817, he's in a cornfield hunting, and he spies a very strange creature.
Hunting what? Creatures?
Well, not this creature. Birds, probably. He spies a creature that he describes as looking like a dog with a rabbit's head.
Ah!
He shoots it several times, as Good. He would.
Yeah.
Could it just be a big rabbit?
Big or a small dog?
It's a bizarre phenomena that only typically appears in England, where people will have a skull that loves a yell.
They climb the tree. And they discover in the mint, in this sort of like a Y in the tree, what looks like a skull.
Other times, it's just a show mostly about terrible things done to horses.
Other than that, the boy, he doesn't speak. He only says these two phrases. I want to be a cavalryman as my father was. And horse, horse.
Yeah. Alternatively, a scientist really wanted to fuck a horse.
Not even necessarily a scientist, just a guy.
Maybe. Is it potentially possible?
Yes.
Instead of seeing a strange creature that we have never heard of before,
yeah.
Potentially, is it within the realm of possibility that this man actually just saw one of those boys from Pinocchio turning into a donkey?
Spooky as hell.
Oh.
Who's ready to talk about horse death?
I don't know, man. I woke up this morning and I said I was, but now that I'm staring it right in the face.
When smaller carrion eaters and bugs and stuff are eating an animal that's recently died, what they go for is the fleshy bit. And that's just your junk, your tongues and your eyes. Sorry, people. Those are the bits that go first.
I do enjoy this because this is much better than the usual cattle mutilation problems, which are delicious animal somehow dies for no reason.
Oh.
Eaten.
Who could have done it?
Who would possibly kill this thing we've bred to be delicious?
We live in an area populated by coyotes and also wolves, but who?
Why? Why would these things whose natural habitats of prey we've taken this thing that we've bred to be stupid and delicious?
And so not run and easy to catch.
This walking pie. Who would eat a cow? They say, hefting burgers to their mouths. Who would eat this?
I don't understand.
So if you want to get mystery blue balled with us, have a listen to Jackson Bailey Spooks America. The first few episodes are available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. Or alternatively, subscribe to SansPants Plus on SansPantsRadio.com or support us through the Bad IQ Boy Collection through Apple Podcasts to get immediate access to well over 100 episodes. Get spooked, America!
It is crazy that people think that you can shoot a ghost.